Are you struggling to come up with innovative content ideas as a startup fashion brand? Do you find yourself repeating the same type of post? Are you stressing about the idea of having to create so much different types of content? You look at the big types of brands, the Gymsharks, the Athlete, the Nikes, all of the big brands, and you see they have such a variety, such depth in their content that they post on Instagram, on TikTok, on their website, on their blog posts. And you're wondering, how do they even come up with these ideas? Is it rocket science? Is there some genius marketer behind their social media team? Well, on the contrary, it's a simple framework that I personally have found that most of these companies use. At the end of this video, you'll have 9 key archetypes of posts that you can follow, and I'll be providing visual references. Without further ado, let's get right into the episode. The first core archetype of post that you should be posting is what I consider to be the brand story. The objective of the brand story is to give your background as a founder in terms of why you chose to start your brand. Showcase your brand story, who you are, what your vision is, what your ethos is, what does the brand stand for. Your purpose, your backstory for starting the brand can go a long way. A great example of this might be Ben Francis from Gymshark, who started the brand with Lewis Morgan. They were both college kids. They were running a pizza delivery job and they started screen printing stringers in their parents' home. So this story that they're able to carry for the Gymshark brand gave it humble, authentic roots. Same is true with Christian Guzman, who was a fitness YouTuber, one of the first at the time, and started daily vlogging his fitness journey, and people latched onto that. At the same time, you might look at Buff Bunny. She does a great job of giving you her personal take on why she started Buff Bunny, who Buff Bunny is for, how they are meant to stand out. So there's a variety of different types of creators that you can follow and reference. The second archetype of post is the product highlight type of post. The core objective of this post is to showcase your products in high quality ways and to articulate what makes them unique and specifically showcase how that product in its uniqueness solves a problem that your customers have. ASRV does this phenomenally well when they take you in the behind the design. They give you the highlights, the features of the product. They give you an essence of what you're getting and you understand the value. The third archetype of post is the customer spotlight. I love this because you're hitting two birds with one stone here. Not only are you creating content, but you're also able to showcase your brand as worn by many different faces. The next type of post is going to be the behind the scenes post. This can be a story where you're showing how you select the materials, how you select the details, how you went through the design process, or this can be sort of like a day in the life where you're shooting the new studio photography for the new collection. Behind the scenes, give customers a sneak peek into this world that you're crafting. They feel closer to the brand. They feel more emotionally attached. They humanize the brand and they give you many at-bats to actually say, this is my brand. This is what we're about. These are the challenges that we're facing. This is what we're trying to solve. The next essential content archetype is what I call the inspirational content type. The core focus here is to get our customers to feel and to inspire them to align with the lifestyle, and the ethos, and the mission, and the vision that we're trying to create. The inspirational lifestyle posts are about putting your products in realistic scenarios that people can relate to, can aspire to. Moving on, we have our engagement posts. These are the perfect sort of TikTokable, Instagrammable reels that are 15, 20 seconds. They can be super funny. So these are things that are relatable, that get you to want to share these with friends. So it can be something like gym pet peeves, or it can be something as simple as a get ready with me or style this outfit specifically, or it can be something like a giveaway that's a massive giveaway and you're winning like $10,000 worth of prizes and they get you to tag other people or to repost it. Next up, we have countdowns and teasers. How do people know that you're actually launching something? Well, you build up the hype the weeks, the days before you actually launch anything. You create a countdown, whether it's a direct countdown where you actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, or you have an image with a caption associated with it, or you have some sort of countdown timer that you're posting on stories. Now, the one you have all been waiting for is going to be the promotions or your sales. So you've been creating this organic content, and now it's time to give a direct call to action. You're showcasing high quality videos, high quality photos with an offer overlaid. Maybe you create some urgency. Maybe you say first 20 people get discount. The last type of post is what I call the product spotlight. So this is similar to the product highlight, except here we are focusing on the visual appeal of the product. Instead of with the product highlights, we're focusing on the functional features and we're showcasing how the products can be situated in specific scenarios and specific events and how they perform. Here, we're simply focusing on how we style the products, how they're mixed and matched, how they are visually appealing. So this can be great model photography. You can have holo photography where you kind of see these holo avatars or these holo mannequins and the clothes are sort of floating in space, or you can see this sort of like hanging on a rack photography. Well, guys, that is it. That is a wrap on this episode. My best recommendation would be to create a content calendar. Use an app like Later that allows you to schedule your posts and to see how your grid is about to look. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Let me know in the comments below what types of content I should include or I should have included. And let me know what your favorite type of content is to create as a sportswear and streetwear apparel brand. If you want my personal opinion on how we can implement this content calendar framework, your unique selling points to do, let's just say, a product spotlight video or a product highlight carousel, well, you can check the link in the description. I offer one-on-one consultation calls every single week, although my slots are very limited. So I don't know if I have any for this week, but check the link in the description and book yours while they last. And I'll be more than happy to do that with you guys. Guys, I say this from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Fit Design TV. Until next week's episode, stay awesome.